Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In the journey of faith, we often encounter moments where we question our abilities, purpose, and gifts we've been given by God. Yet nestled within the pages of the Bible, we find a timeless reminder that speaks to the essence of our spiritual journey. It's a call to remember. You see, the act of remembering is not merely a stroll down memory lane, but a profound invitation to awaken to the inherent power and purpose within you. The function of remembering goes beyond just recalling a fact. It's a way to acknowledge, encourage, activate, and connect your present actions to your faith journey. Join me as we embark on a journey of rediscovery, exploring the function of remembering in nurturing and activating our spiritual gifts. In today's message, titled, Don't Forget Something You Mustn't Forget, Evangelist Paul Acqua helps you discover how the act of remembering can fan flames and illuminate the path to a life that honors your God-given potential.
In the book of 2 Timothy, Paul has been apprehended and is in jail, unable to defend himself or to speak a word in his own defense. And while he was in prison, he wrote a letter to his son in the faith, Timothy, who was the pastor of the church in Ephesus. Timothy was now seized with a spirit of fear, and Paul addressed it in his letter. Paul's purpose in addressing this was to remind Timothy and to encourage him. Timothy was the head of the Ephesian church, which could have been a very large church. There is no doubt that he was the object of much criticism and that it would have been easy for him to fall into fear. He also was the main target of those who were persecuting Christians in Ephesus because he was the bishop of that church. The believers in Ephesus were being arrested and dying for their faith, and Timothy knew if the leadership of the city could find him, not only would they arrest him, but they would kill him in order to scare the other believers out of their faith. Timothy knew at any moment there could be a knock on his door, and he may be next to be arrested. So he was very afraid. Therefore, Paul wrote to Timothy, saying this, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I'm persuaded is in you also." So Paul was saying, Timothy, I want to remind you of something. I want to remind you that there is nothing bogus about your faith. Your faith is authentic. There is nothing funny about your faith. I am reminding you of the solid faith that you have. So his faith was without hypocrisy. In other words, Timothy and his faith were not fake. They were both genuine. So Paul was saying, your faith is a real faith. It is a sincere faith. It is an unbendable and unbreakable faith. The same faith which lived in your grandmother, it lived in your mother, and I'm persuaded that is in you also. Paul was recounting the godly heritage of Timothy. So this shows the powerful influence that godly parent has upon his or her children. And Paul was reminding Timothy that do not forget what you have. You have a solid faith that can carry you through every circumstance or situation. So Paul encourages him. He says, I remember the unbendable, unbreakable, real faith that lived in your grandmother and your mother. He begins walking Timothy through his past. Timothy is facing a terrible situation. And now Paul basically says, Timothy, you are forgetting something you should never forget. Your grandmother had a real faith. It was unbendable and unbreakable faith, and God's faithfulness to you and your family is a part of your heritage. Don't be afraid, Timothy. Faith is the part of your family heritage. As if Paul was saying, Timothy, if you would just stop and remember, God has always walked you and your family through challenging situations. And this one will also come to pass. So Timothy, do not be afraid. So in verse 6, he says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. So in verse 6, Paul added, therefore, I put in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands. So in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14, Paul said that Timothy gifts were given to him by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, which we call the elders. Most of us think that the way that we can stir up the gift of God in us is to have somebody come and lay hands on you and pray for you, and a divine impartation will take place. That will stir up the gift of God that is in you. And certainly, that can happen, and it happens all the time. But what do you do if there is no one to lay hands on you? What if you cannot find a friend and you are in a bad moment? What do you do if you are a Paul and you are in prison and there is no one to strengthen you and no one to console you? What do you do? Well, Paul tells us what to do in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. He says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. He says, therefore, in light of what I just said to you, in light of the fact that real faith, unbendable faith, unbreakable faith is a part of your heritage. You have a history with God's faithfulness, God walking you through everything. Therefore, in light of that history in your life, I am reminding you of these things that by your remembering them, you might stir up the gift of God that is in you. And that is applicable to every one of us. In this text of scripture, Paul wanted to stir Timothy up by reminding him of what he had. Can you remind yourself what God has gifted you? You see, every true believer has also received these same things from God. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, my friend, God has placed in each of our hands a divine power that we can use to stir up the gift of God that is in us. And it is the power of memory. We need to remind ourselves. You should not forget some things we must never forget. If he had said fast for a number of days to stir up the gifts in you, some people would say, well, I cannot physically fast. I have a problem. I cannot skip meals. But we all have the ability to remember. And Paul says, I am reminding you of these things, that by remembering them, you might stir up the gift of God which is in you. So the implication is that our gifts need to be stirred up to function properly. Stir up is a phrase that evokes stirring up of coals in fire, so they will not go out. You know, the Amplified version of the Bible says it this way: rekindle the embers of, fan the flame of, and keep burning. You see, so God gives us the fire, but we have got to turn it. We have got to keep it burning. Paul had to call things to remembrance. Our memories don't just function automatically. We have to evoke them. So my friend, do not forget things that you should never forget. For God has not given us spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. So God had given him the spirit of power, of love and of a sound mind. And that was more than enough to counter all the oppositions people directed his way. We're talking about Timothy, and the same is applicable to you and me. We have sound mind, we have power, we have love. he mustn't forget what God has given him. And so we should also not forget what God has given us. The Holy Spirit does not produce in God's people fear. Now, that is from the devil. You know, fear can be translated as timidity. Fear can be translated also as cowardice. When you operate in fear, you become coward. Rather, he gives us courage of fearlessness. Even in fearful situations, we are fearless. Hallelujah. Therefore, Timothy was not given the spirit of fear or spirit of cowardice or timidity. Fear is not a good thing. So Paul unpacks four fruits of the spirit in this scripture. So we have these fruits of spirits that work in our lives. And they are fearlessness, power, love, and self-control. Most of us recognize that fear and terror are not from God, but we often fail to put things like timidity and worry in the same category. Sound mind means discipline and self-control, you see? So this could be applied toward a person thinking correctly or opposed to being confused or unable to think or act clearly because they are extremely worried or angry or excited by something. And so the Amplified Bible says it this way, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control." Hallelujah. We need to remind ourselves that God actually loves us. Do not forget things that you have. Once we become secure that God Almighty loves us no matter what, then fear of man will have no place in our lives. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. That's what the Bible says. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. That's Proverbs chapter 29, verses 25 to 26. Those of us who operate in fear are not yet made perfect in God's love, you know? There is no love in fear and no fear in love. They are opposite emotions and mutually exclusive. So if you know God loves you, then perfect love casts out all fear. Fear activates the power of the devil, similarly to the way faith releases the power of God. Do not forget what you have. Fear is deadly and something that we should not tolerate in our lives. Know that God has not given you the spirit of fear. You need to meditate on this and make sure that you do not forget. Fear is presented here as the opposite of power in the scripture that I read. So fear is opposite of power. It is opposite of love and also of sound mind. So truly, if we are in fear, we are rendered powerless. Anybody in fear is powerless. Fear saps our strength and causes us to submit to things we never would if we were not in fear. Fear also causes us to think emotionally and not logically. So it's important, whatever situation you are in, whatever circumstances you find yourself in, remind yourself that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then these attributes are not your portion. This power is not your portion. Love is not your portion. Self-control is not your portion. Sound mind is not your portion. Every simple thing, you just get afraid. So if you are ready to receive Christ, and you must be, this will be the right time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.